Mike, we'll begin with action in the European Rugby Champions Cup and the game yesterday that you covered, Ulster against La Rochelle from France. Good victory for Ulster, 20 points to 13, top of the table.
Yes, after all the criticism made over the Christmas holidays, I mean, apart from the second half against Munster, Ulster's performances against Connacht and Leinster left a lot to be desired. And Elias Kiss, I think there was no question about it. He was under a lot of pressure. And I think the players, certainly, must have realised as well that the supporters were getting a wee bit annoyed about it. But, I mean, it was a game in a sense. The first 15 minutes, probably La Rochelle had the better of it. They came away with two penalties to lead 6-0. But then on about 22 minutes, their winger took out Peterto. He was sin-binned for 10 minutes. But then Ulster came back with two very, very good scores. And at half-time, of course, they led by 10 points to 6. But, I mean, they lost that lead virtually straight after half-time. But they did bounce back to get a third try and then a penalty from John Cooney. So, I mean, the last 20 minutes, there was no scoring. But certainly, it was a very enjoyable game to watch. And on a couple of occasions, Ulster could well have had a bonus try, which would have been a great one for them, just to put them that wee bit ahead. But in a sense, that performance-wise, I mean, the players fronted up. I mean, the young guys, Matty Ray, Timoney in the back row, certainly physically took on. And Victor Vito, apart from that break he made up the middle, really was not seen. And the physicality was serious. I mean, they had four props who were massive men, and they took some bringing down. But to be fair, Ulster stuck at their game and got their rewards at the end. And of course, then later on last night, I mean, they were given a bit of a boost as well, because, I mean, Wasps were leading 21-0 against Harlequins, but Harlequins come back to beat them. They did get 2 points from the game, a losing bonus point because of the seven and scoring four tries. But nevertheless, you know, Haskell was sent off as well 10 minutes from the end. But Wasps, of course, I mean, that is a big blow to them, because they really have to beat Ulster with a try bonus point even to get through, because that would, you know, the way it's going head to head, which I'm not too sure exactly how they work it out. But I mean, you would think that Wasps were dealt a big blow yesterday. They were very confident to win that one, and certainly I'm not saying it makes Ulster's game next Sunday any easier. But I would think now that they've got the upper hand, and they really want to push forward, and hopefully they can do that next Sunday. But it will be another massive game. But you know, they're well capable of doing it if they play like they did yesterday. Discipline, defence, and take their scores when they get them.
Yeah, that's the important point, I suppose. They were obviously up for it yesterday, and they had to be, because the chances of qualifying for the Pro 14 possibly slight. They're in third position in the top two going through, but they were up for it. And I suppose they need leaders on the field, and I suppose there was no better leader than Rory Best, who is back to his best again after injury. So that's important, that you have a leader and that they rally round. And the structure seemed to be much better yesterday for them.
It did, as you say. Rory Best got man of the match, and certainly he was absolutely magnificent. You know, he belies his 35 years when you see him around the park and all the rest of it. And certainly from his performance yesterday and what he's shown, he's far from retiring from international rugby, one would think, at the moment. But him and Henderson up front, I mean, Henderson had a very good game as well. Unfortunately, he just dropped that pass about 5 minutes to go when there was a chance of a run on the post. But you have to admire all the players. I mean, Callum Black scrummaged really, really well, as did Rodney Yu, who had one very, very good charge that led to the try by Stockdale. Stockdale's try was absolutely amazing, because it was like a half volley. He picked it up with one hand, he stopped, he pushed two guys away, and then he got over in the corner. And he just seems to be like a scoring machine. But nevertheless, as you say, Best makes a big difference on the pitch, and his leadership qualities came to the fore. And hopefully next week it'll be the same thing at the Rico Stadium against Wasps. But I would think that, you know, they've actually an extra day to recover. Well, both teams have the 8 days turnaround. But I think at the moment, I mean, Ulster will be looking at that game last night and thinking, you know, that Wasps certainly were brittle at times. And when you throw away a 21-0 lead and get beaten like that, Miles, psychologically, that's going to take a wee bit of turning around as far as Dave Young's concerned, the manager.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that in the meantime, and we'll just see what happens next week to see can Ulster get through to the knockout stages.
Well, a losing bonus point would possibly, now it depends on what happens, but it's very, very tight, Biles. The runner-up positions are very little in them, and it only takes a point one way or the other to make it different. I mean, Ospreys getting a draw last night, you know, that cut them back from 4-2, and it just, that's the way it'll be going, and next Saturday, a lot of decisions will be seen. So teams going out on Sunday will know exactly what they have to do. Of course, the teams in the same section will be playing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they'll know the scores, but, I mean, they'll not be going out knowing what they have to do. They have to win their games next week, and that's ahead of it.
As simple as that. Okay, we'll turn just to the European Challenge Cup, since that match was played yesterday as well. Worcester 24, Connacht 24, Connacht into the knockout stages. They got off to a bad start, but I suppose came back to get the point that was required.
Oh, yes. I mean, they've topped that section with 21 points at the moment with another game. They're guaranteed a home draw in the quarterfinals. And certainly Worcester, over the last number of weeks, have been improving very, very well and picking up a lot of points in the Premiership. But, you know, Connacht will be delighted at that. And none of those teams in the Challenge Cup might be wanting to go to Galway if it's a wet and windy night or a wet and windy Saturday. And Connacht have really come back well. I mean, they had, as you know, they didn't really start the Pro 14 all that well, but they came back and they had that great result against Ulster. And the thing is that they probably give Leinster the hardest game that Leinster's had in about the last 10 matches. And it just lets you see what they are capable of when they get you down there.
Yeah, they're performing, getting better as the season goes on. I understand their manager Keane was not going to change their style greatly, but he was going to tweak it. But I suppose it does take a period of time to get them all on the right lines. Yeah.
Well, certainly that performance against the performance against Leinster that night, when they only just lost out by 3 points. I mean, that was a big one. Although they did suffer quite a bad defeat last week against Munster, but a bit like Ulster, they bounced back, and that's the important thing. And if they can keep bouncing now, that's the important thing.
Well, Leinster are bouncing along nicely, beating Glasgow Warriors 55-19. Much too strong for them.
Oh, yes, I watched that game earlier on today, Miles, and Glasgow they didn't have their full-strength side out because, obviously, they're out of it and they're more conscious of the Pro 14. But nevertheless, that doesn't take away from it. Matawala, of course, getting a couple of tries. This guy's a wee bit of a genius at times, but Leinster were just clinical. 55 points. He scored 8 tries to 2-3. I would say Leo Cullen would be slightly disappointed that Glasgow managed to get 3 points, but I suppose if you score eight points, it makes a difference. Just as we speak here, Miles, unfortunately, Racing have gone over in a corner, so that now means that Racing are leading Munster by 18 points to 7, and that's going to be a big comeback from them, but we'll mention them in a wee minute.
Yep.
But as regards to Leinster, I mean, they've already qualified. They'll have a home draw. It looks to me, the way things are going, they could possibly finish number one, which means they'll have the eighth team to play. But nevertheless, when you looked at the players they brought off the bench, I mean, it's just embarrassing. And the academy that they're producing at the moment, you can't see anything happen. But once you get into the knockout stages, Miles, of course, it's a different ball game, and, you know, it only takes one bad performance and you're out. But I can't see that happening at the moment, the way they're playing.
And I presume they brought most of their subs on from the bench today after getting into such a big, strong lead.
They were on pretty early because, obviously, the game was virtually won at half-time. But just the one worrying facet of that was that Johnny Sexton went off. He was instigation of the try in the corner, which got Farty. But apparently he went off for a head injury assessment, which is weighing again because, I mean, we know the history that Johnny Sexton has, and not only will Leinster be worried about next week and the Champions Cup, but, of course, with the Six Nations only 3 weeks away, it's worrying times because Leinster and Ireland can't do without Johnny Sexton at the helm. But hopefully it's not as bad. Maybe they were just taking a precaution. But nevertheless, if he gets a bang in the head with the history he has, they have to be very, very careful.
Have to be careful, is right. Okay, let's turn our attention to local scene. Anstonia too strong for Coleraine in Championship 1?
Yeah, it's Coleraine have a very poor season. They're lying third in the bottom. Although Anstonians are making another massive chance to see if they can get into the playoffs to get back into the All-Ireland League rugby. But too strong for Coleraine at home. Limavady, they lost narrowly up at ours. They lost by 15 points to 12 in the Championship 2. But in Championship 3, Letterkenny are certainly producing the magical stuff just before Christmas. Lurgan, the team who were unbeaten in that league, came down and they were beaten 9-6 by Letterkenny. And yesterday they put 59 points in Hollywood at the Dave Gallagher ground. So they'll be absolutely delighted with that result. And certainly it looks as if things are coming together well. The other result, which was quite surprising, was that Monaghan beat Strabane by 26 points to nil. But Monaghan down in their own patch are quite a formidable side. And Strabane will not have liked that one because they've been going along so well. But nevertheless, maybe it's a wake-up call that they thought it might have been too easy and possibly they took their foot off the pedal. Rugby Regional West, Enniskillen, they would beat Ballyshannon 25-21 in quite a close game. And at Strabane, Rennie were too strong, won by 26 points to 12. The other game that was played yesterday, as I hadn't realised it was rescheduled, or it was actually listed in the book, was that Rennie played Sundays Wells in All-Ireland League Division 2B. Rennie 15, Sundays Well 8. Sundays Well picking up a losing bonus point. That now puts Rennie into second place in that league, and certainly they'll be looking to push on from that. At the moment, regarding as far as the bottom of that table is concerned, as you know, City of Derry have no points. Harlequins picked up a losing bonus point yesterday to give them 6. Sundays Wells got a losing bonus point to now give them 12. So unless something miraculously happens, City of Derry are going to be in dire straits. And once again, typical Munster, Keith Ayres back with a try mile, so this game is definitely not over here at Racing Metro. Interesting, Donoghue Ryan playing against his old mates, and there was a bit of pushing and shoving, and I'm telling you, there was no love lost between them. And I suppose when you change clubs, you have to be playing for your team, but that's a great score there from Keith Ayres to bring him back now to, that was 18, that should be 18-12 at the moment. And certainly, you know, there's a lot to play for, and we do know what Munster like away from home. They tend to always produce a great performance, and hopefully they do, and so it makes next weekend even better if that's the case, because with a bit of luck, well, Leinster through, Connacht through, but with a wee bit of luck, possibly we might have the four Irish provinces all through the last 8 of the competitions. So that would be a tremendous boost. And certainly for Joe Smith's point of view and picking the squad now for the Six Nations, it'll give him a bit of soul searching to do to see who's going to be selected.